It's time to Ask the Expert on ESPN 700. Ask the Expert is brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare Sports Medicine. Now let's get some insight on sports injuries and treatment with Bill and OC on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Bill and OC, ESPN 700. It's Utah's number one sports talk. Time for a little Ask the Expert. Joining us today, Dr. Roy Trawick, Tosh Orthopedic Surgeon. Doc, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Wanted to talk to you today about one of the top teams in the country losing their starting quarterback to a relatively scary injury. Neck surgery for Seth Russell will put him out for the rest of the year. And he had the fracture in the neck vertebrae. How delicate a process is it diagnosing injuries like this and planning the correct treatment?
Well, you know, I mean, looking back at the game, I'm kind of wondering what he complained of when he came off the field. You see him in the video on the sidelines, they're trying to stretch his neck out, and that, in retrospect, that makes me awfully nervous. I mean, the unofficial word I've gotten was that it was a facet injury, which is one of the joints in the back, which, you know, that can lead to instability, and that's the major issue is, something further could lead to a spinal cord injury. And, of course, that's the reason they made the wise decision to fix it and keep him out for the year. With a neck injury, if somebody goes down, you know, immediately on the field, it's all precautions. You C-spine immobilize them and take them off on a stretcher, you know, with every precaution in the book. But, if you watch the video, even after he took that hit, he was still fighting for yardage. So luckily enough for him, I mean, doesn't seem to be any neurologic damage. And, the hope would be they can stabilize that fracture and get it to heal and he can come back and play again.
I guess it's way too early to know because we're still in the early stages and surgery and everything else. But you wonder what the prognosis is. I mean, do you guys bounce back from these injuries, neck and spine injuries? And, I mean, we're not talking about him playing tennis or golf here. He's playing quarterback and playing football.
Right. And, you look at Peyton Manning. And obviously he went through every complication in the book, and his problem was not a single level fracture. His was multiple levels, and he went through fusions, and then the fusions didn't heal, and it took all that the extra surgeries and the extra time, and he's obviously been able to get back and play. But you see, the weakness in his throwing arm now is that a symptom of neurologic damage? They talk about how he can't feel his fingertips very well. Certainly this is a totally separate issue. But I was just thinking about that. I was talking to a couple of my staff members today. If it's my son and he's the starting quarterback for Baylor, of course I want him to have a shot at a national championship, but it would make me nervous as a parent, seeing him play after that. That being said, from a purely medical standpoint, if he gets that facet fracture healed really well, cervical spine is stable, he should be cleared to play, I should think.
And they said that 6 months is a realistic timetable for recovery. Is that consistent with what maybe you think?
I should think so, yeah. Spine is not my specialty, but I did plenty of it in training. And just seeing enough spine injuries and seeing enough of these things come through, both at the collegiate and professional levels, I think 6 months is reasonable. He, would probably be able to participate in non-contact stuff, during spring drills. And certainly by next year, he ought to be able to return to play if all goes well. Now, of course, that's assuming that everything goes really well. And again, how it is. I mean, you're never going to get the straight poop through the media as far as exactly what the extent of injuries are. But it doesn't sound like he has any sort of neurologic issues, at this point. So, if surgery goes well, he rehabs and heals well, I don't see any reason why he shouldn't be able to come back and throw the ball.
Utah's without a wide receiver for what looks like the rest of the year. It was a kid that injured himself in the Oregon game last year. I don't know if you remember, but Tim Patrick went down. He had the lower leg fracture, which was nasty. They put a rod in the leg.
Yep.
And he's rehabbed, but he's never been able to come back fully, Doc. And, he's played and practiced with some uncomfortability, but he's never been able to get back and be game ready to play. He's gone through some practices, so they're going to try and get a medical hardship waiver for him. He's had the surgery already, so there's nothing. There's no further injury. It's just seemed to be a pain and a pain management thing. Is that something even some more time could help, or is that
absolutely? Okay. Yeah, no, more time can definitely help. But it's one of those things with all the stuff that we can do nowadays. There's almost a perception that we can return things to normal. You know, you see a guy like Adrian Peterson come back 8 months after his ACL reconstruction, and he, you know, almost makes an NFL record, you know, rushing record his first season back. And it's easy to forget that an awful lot of people, when they have these serious injuries, it's very difficult to return to that previous level of play. You know, we do our best to return people to as close to normal as possible, and a lot of times we have some very, very impressive results. But sometimes time and Mother Nature don't cooperate with our timetables, you know, and it's, you know, particularly with the kid with the tibia fracture. I mean, that's just a matter of time. He may or may not be able to make it, but, you know, more time's certainly going to help.
That's Dr. Roy Trawick, Tosh orthopedic surgeon. And if anyone out there is experiencing one of these injuries and hoping to get back to normal, Tosh is the right place to go. Best way to get a hold of you, doctor.
Just call the straight line. You know, you can get free assessments through our physical therapy department. You know, a lot of times getting into one of the surgeons on an expedient basis can be a little challenging, but our free assessment program is very, very effective in getting people evaluated by very competent therapists, and they can get you directed very quickly.
801-314-4100, 5770 South, 250 East in Murray. Tosh is a fully comprehensive treatment facility, including great surgeons like Dr. Trawick. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Doc.